Hard times for Arabs living in Nazareth, the most important city for Israel's Arab citizens. It contains holy places for Muslims and Christians, which have been attracting tourists and pilgrims since a long time ago. It was built in a valley and once boasted a vibrant souk. But since 1957, the ever-growing Jewish Nazareth elite overlooks the city. Upper Nazareth is the name used to distinguish settlements built on the northeast hilltops from Arab Nazareth.
This settlement, in fact, was established in the framework of a comprehensive plan of Judaization of the Galilee. You know, the state of Israel started from the beginning to Judaize the land of Palestine and to suffocate the Arab villages by building settlements around, so that would, in order to prevent them from expansion.
Upper Nazareth was built by the Israelis to maintain a Jewish presence in the predominantly Arab Galilee, as mentioned by Israeli officials in the past. In order to bring the area under total control and deal with the supposed Arab threat, Upper Nazareth has now turned into the major center of commerce. The old souk in historical Nazareth doesn't see as many customers as before, because they're drawn to the big malls of Nazareth elite next door. The center of tourism is shifted from Old Nazareth to Upper Nazareth, which has the big modern hotels where Israeli tour buses drop the tourists and pilgrims.
Israeli responsibles, like ministers, who admit that since 48 we are applying a discrimination policy against the Arabs. It is true.
Palestinian citizens of Nazareth have been put at a disadvantage, and not only economically. Nazareth elite is expanding. It doubled its size in 7 years, with now about 52,000 inhabitants, with Arabs accounting for 10% of them. In its expansion, it's slowly surrounding the Arab city, where Palestinians can hardly get a permit to expand their houses to accommodate for natural growth. Houses are rebuilt on the very spot, or go higher to conform to Israeli construction rules and escape the possibility of demolition. The citizens of Nazareth face difficulties in commerce, in movement, in building houses, expanding the city, and the situation of the Arab population of this town is only one of the examples of discriminating Israeli policies. This is Femke Renaam, Press TV,